Hey, John Morris here, johnmorrisonline.com. Welcome back to another episode of The John Morris Show. So this happened to me a few years back. In fact, it was one of the major turning points in my life. Growing up below the poverty line like I did, you really only have or feel like you have two choices. You can give up and kind of go on welfare and go that route, or you can spend every waking hour that you have grinding, trying to make your life better because you start to realize or accept or believe maybe erroneously, but you start to believe that nothing's going to be given to you. You'll never get lucky. You'll never catch a break. Every scintilla of success, happiness, freedom that you get will be earned the hard way. And I imagine that there's people out there listening to this that can probably relate to that a little bit. And that's how I felt. And so my entire focus growing up was building the quote-unquote American dream, as they say. So a good job, a nice house in a safe neighborhood, a nice car. It's kind of a quaint 60 eras ad, if you will. And by the time that I was 35, I had it. We lived in a lavish 2,000 square foot home that backed up to the local elementary school. It was literally less than a block to the elementary school. So my kids could walk to school without having to, you know, walk some long distance. We had a roughly $40,000 car. I had a six-figure a year business. It was everything that I had really imagined and hoped for and dreamed of growing up. And I had it, and I was miserable because it just wasn't me. And I was literally buying crap to put in my house to fill up the space because I didn't know what to do with it. And it was sort of this way of me kind of filling this emptiness that I felt inside. I was trying to fill it with all this crap that I was buying. We had a whole room in the house that just stood empty because, again, all of my wife, my kids, we sort of just live small. Like we're not people that need all of this stuff and need all of this space or whatever. That's just our personality. And so we had this huge house that we barely used. And then to pay for it all, I mean, yeah, I was freelancing and I was running my own business. I was doing well. I had a six-figure a year business, but I had to do things that I didn't really want to do. I had to work with clients that I didn't like. I had to work on projects that I found boring and uninspiring. I had to act in ways that just really weren't authentic or fully authentic to me. And it just was not me doing what I wanted to do every single moment of every single day. And that wore on me. That ate away at me because I didn't want to live that way. It was more important to me, I realized, for me to do exactly what I love, exactly what I want to do every minute of every day than it was to have some super nice, big, fancy house or car or whatever. Maybe it's more of an artist mindset than, say, a business person's mindset. That's one way that I've thought about it or come to think about it over the years. I don't know, but that's just me and my personality. And then, of course, on top of all of that, you have the debt that financed everything, right? You take out a loan for the house, you take out a loan for the car, etc. So you have a house payment, you have a car payment, you have student loans that I had from when I was dumb as a college kid. So, and I'm aware that this will sound obtuse to some. I get that. But I do believe it is a kind of modern day slavery. No, not the typical sort of thing that you think of, but it is a kind of modern day slavery, even if you like to pretend that you're free because you run your own business or you freelance, which is something that I tried to convince myself of for a lot of years. And ultimately, if you're honest and you get right down to it, you probably know and accept and realize that that not 100% the case, right? Try not showing up to your business or your freelance clients for a day or a week or, God forbid, a month. What do you think would happen if you did that? And that's the situation that I was in, and I was tired of it. I just did not want to live like that anymore. And so that's when I got serious about course creation. At that time, I did actually have one course, but I didn't really focus on it all that much. I was primarily focused on freelancing, and the course did okay, but it certainly wasn't enough to live on. Since then, since I got serious about course creation, I've created over 25 new courses, and I've transitioned to courses as my main source of income. I do still freelance, But that's mainly because the client that I've worked with, I've been with for over a decade, and they're like family to me. And I honestly would feel bad leaving that client because what they do is so important to me. Like, that's the one reason why I really stay with that particular client. But my business as a whole has really transitioned to courses as my main source of revenue. And I would never go back. I would never go back to what I was doing before. And the big benefit here is divorcing yourself from that time for revenue paradigm. This is something that I've sort of hammered on as I've talked about this, even going back to my Ascension Matrix course, is that time for revenue paradigm, because even as a freelancer, you're still on that in a kind of basic fundamental way. Even if you're doing fixed price projects, you still have to show up and complete those projects, and they take you a certain amount of time and you earn a certain amount of revenue. So you're still attached to that paradigm. With a course, it's about creating something that you profit on, not based on the hours that you put in. You could put 100 hours into a course and never make a single sale and make nothing. It has nothing to do with the time that you put in. Conversely, you could spend an hour creating a course and make $100,000 off of it. So it's completely divorced from the time that you put in. It has to do with your skill and what you know, and something that theoretically has no income limit. That's really the goal, is detaching yourself, taking the top off what you can earn, your potential revenue, by creating something that has nothing to do with the time that you put in. That's completely divorced from that paradigm. Now, obviously, it certainly takes some work and some figuring out. You're not likely to create your first course and have it be a six-figure, seven-figure hit. That's generally not how it works. But as you go, you'll get better. And as you get better, each increase in your skill at coming up with topics, creating your course, selling your course, each increase in skill that you generate as you do this can lead to exponential increases in revenue. Not just linear growth, but radical jumps. And that's because of how leveraged courses are. You create it once and can profit off it forever. So those increases in skill, they compound over time, and that's what makes it so powerful. One small increase in your skill at one part of this process can lead to, over time, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in increased revenue from that one thing, because of how leveraged this is, because it has nothing to do with the time that you're putting in. Now, some people, when I say all this, right, they come up with all kinds of excuses and clever comebacks to this kind of thing, that I have some nefarious agenda, or I'm biased, which I totally 100% am. I admit that throughout everything that I say, everything that I or anybody else says, frankly, you should take with a big grain of salt. Everybody's biased on on the things that they're talking about. So there'll be all people, I hear from people that come up with all sorts of excuses and comebacks, and they sort of lock themselves into this way of thinking and refuse to consider anything outside of that. My response to all that is, whatever. Like, do what you want to do. It's fine. I'm not in the business of convincing the constantly skeptical, right? That's not what I do. I believe at some point it's going to hit them, and they're going to realize, and they're going to think back and go, damn, John was right. So I don't spend a lot of time worrying about that. I'm more concerned with the people who see it and want to do it, but just aren't sure what to do. And so if that's you, if you can see the point that I'm making here, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, then the offer on my Sane Creation course is really pretty straightforward. I'll show you virtually everything I know about creating courses, that I've picked up creating those 25 courses, that I've picked up when I was in the military training soldiers deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan, that I've learned from selling hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of courses. I'll teach you everything that I know about this to help you pick a topic that gets attention and interest, is a topic that people are actually interested in. Create a course your students will love, so that you can get word of mouth and you can get positive reviews, which is going to help it to sell even better. If you put it on a platform, it'll perform better because those platforms are tuned to help the cream rise to the top. So create a course that's actually valuable, that people will love, and then market it in a way that's simple, that doesn't take a bunch of time and doesn't require a polyester leisure suit or hair grease in order for you to sell a few copies. So that's essentially the offer. It's really straightforward. So if that floats your boat, then the same course creation course is on sale at the moment. It's a full 80% off the normal price. And I do this for people who want the info, but they don't want to jump through all the hoops to get it over on Skillshare, because I had put it on there. Now it's off, so it's not on Skillshare anymore. I want to make sure that's clear. But there's people who just don't want to jump through all those hoops, but they still want the info. So it's a simple flat fee. You get lifetime access in my web portal and mobile app. And that's really it. That's the deal. But this deal does end on Saturday, August 7th at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. After that, you will have to pay the full $100 plus price. It's $130, $140 plus is the regular price. So you'll have to pay the full price after that. So if you want it while it's at the lowest price it'll ever be, now is your chance. So again, if that interests you, you can learn more about the course at myjohn.us/sane. That's myjohn.us/SANE. I will drop a link in the description as well. All right, that's it for this episode. We'll talk to you next time.